Amra, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with me this morning.
Thanks for having me on, Alex.
So what are the main aims of this new funding?
Well, this fund, the Resilience Fund, is intended to provide immediate relief to the Australian arts sector to help them, I guess, work within this COVID-19 pandemic that has had such massive disruption on our lives, including the lives of artists and arts organisations. The hope is that this fund will allow some immediate relief to support practice going forward, allow art to create, continue being created, but also to help artists and arts organisations get through this time with all the loss of income and the loss of, costs and financial hardship that we are all experiencing.
Now, I mentioned a little bit earlier that the funding has three streams: survive, adapt, and create. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. So the first stream, survive, is intended to support very, very small grants towards artists and groups and arts organisations to offset or recoup any lost income or any costs incurred due to cancelled activity. Now, that might be income that you were going to get from a tour or an exhibition, or costs like cancelled travel, cancelled freight costs that you would have incurred because your opportunities have been lost because of the pandemic. The second stream is adapt, and that's for, again, artists, groups and organisations to continue to adapt their practice in this new environment. So that might be finding a new way of working, or that might be adjusting the way that they currently work to move presentation online, find a different way of collaborating with the people they work with or reaching the audiences that they would ordinarily reach through their work. And the third stream is create, and that is for us as council, it's very important that we continue to support artists to create work. And that is exactly what this stream is for artists and organisations to continue to do that at this time, continue income flowing into artists and organisations and make sure that the work keeps getting made.
So what are the kind of requirements that people have to meet to be able to apply for this funding?
Well, you would need to be a practicing artist or an arts organisation or an organisation that provides services to the arts sector. You would need to have, I guess, an application ready. So you need to register in our system. So later today when the application forms go live, people can hop on. They can begin their application. They can begin their registrations in our application systems. And you would need to be able to provide some sort of support material to actually support the case that you're making for funding. Now, for the survive stream, that might be evidence that something's been cancelled, whether it's an email or a contract. For the other two streams, adapt and create, you would want to provide evidence of how your project might go forward, and that might be support letters or emails from your collaborators or some evidence to back your artistic practice, and that could be through your website or portfolio.
Amra, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us this morning, and thanks a lot as well for helping keep the art sector going.
No problems. We please, everyone, hop onto our website later today, australiacouncil.gov.au, and you'll be able to find more information on the Resilience Fund.